Calm down. You're just saying hi. No big deal.
Morning.
You practiced all night, so you're ready.
You got this.
You've never done anything like this before, but she can't know that. Is she waiting for me? I mean, we've been through a lot together, so... No, I bet she's waiting for someone else. I'll just stay out of her way.
You're late. Come on.
It took him to travel here, but I bet their ship smelled like a locker room by the time they landed. I wonder what kind of food aliens like those eat. What do you think?
Huh? Oh, I guess,
Well, here's my class. See you later.
Yeah.
Later! Get out of my way, you moron!
Enjoying the view down there, you perv? Get lost!
Not a problem. No matter how horrible the other kids are to me, I can forgive them. Because now, finally, I found myself an amazing friend! I can forgive them.
It ain't working. She's zoned out.
I don't know what her deal is. She hasn't returned any of my texts. She says she lost her phone. She bailed on school yesterday.
Yo, maybe she hooked up with her dirtbag ex.
Friggin' A. Maybe he dumped her again and she freaked and broke herself, and that's why she's a zombie.
That tracks.
Oh, she's losing it.
Just thinking about the good times and it's making her squirm.
I want to talk about aliens.
I want to talk to Miss Ayase about ghosts. And she totally wanted to talk to me, too. But I was so nervous I couldn't. She must think I'm a jerk.
I want to talk to Okaroon. I want to find out what he thinks aliens eat. And if they poop or wear underwear.
How could you be such a dumb dummy, Ken?
I want to talk to Okaroon.
I,
have to fix it between us or you'll hate me forever!
I want to talk to him. I gotta talk to him. Are you deaf? Okaroon.
Do you know his real name?
Dude, I ain't telling you his real name. He wears round glasses and digs the occult.
Is there a kid like that in our class?
It's lunch, so he's probably in the caf.
Excuse me. Is there a Miss Issa here?
What? I can barely hear you.
I'll try the cafeteria.
Okaroon wouldn't be in the caf. It's a zoo. I'll try the school store.
The store? Well, if she's not in the cafeteria, I'll check there. She's not here. I'll try the school store.
Guess I'll try the cafeteria. Not here either.
She's avoiding me. After this morning, she must have decided I was boring and probably thinks I'm a pest too.
Jeez, our lunch break is almost over. Where the hell is he hiding?
I hate my life.
He did seem kind of mopey this morning. Maybe he thinks I'm pushy. I kind of am. I should have asked him what was wrong instead of blabbing away like a dork.
She's super popular. What does she need a friend like me for? Maybe I'm just a backup friend.
Maybe he doesn't want to hang out with me.
Maybe I don't even count as a backup friend.
I feel like such a butthole.
What was I thinking? Why do I have to be such a wimp?
Man, why am I always like this?
I'm sorry, Miss Ayase.
I'm sorry, Okaroon. Ow! There you are!
Ow! Miss Ayase! What are you doing out here?
I was gonna ask you the same... Ow! I think you cracked one of my teeth!
I spent my whole lunch break looking everywhere for you.
Me too! Why couldn't you just stay in one place?
Are you serious? You were looking for me?
Yeah, and now our lunch is almost over.
But this whole time, I thought you were avoiding me.
What? I thought you were avoiding me. Oh man, this is so awkward. I better change the subject or...
You guys were kissing! What's your problem, Momo? Why didn't you tell us?
No! You've been so weird.
Hold up! You think I go around kissing nerds like him?
Yeah, and like, I'd never kiss a stupid girl like her.
Ah, shut your hole! I'm doing the rejected around here, you baldy!
You're so stupid! You don't know what hair is!
Oh, ho, ho. Typical Four Eyes making lame comebacks! Oh,
you just made enemies of glasses wearers everywhere!
Well, I don't ever want to talk to you again. Go kick rocks.
Fine! I don't want to speak to you either.
Wicked.
They're dancing to each other!
I went way overboard back there. I like talking to her. I better come up with an apology. Huh?
Oh, fuck!
Girl, I heard you were totally making out with some guy in the courtyard!
Who is he? What class is he in?
Like I said...
We weren't making out!
They were, and he's your typical nerd. Glasses, the works.
Would you shut up already?!
Hey, guys, her bae's coming.
I said... We weren't making... What the hell are you doing?
I have to talk to you right away.
Oh,
He is a nerd. Oof, big nerd.
Listen, a major issue's come up!
I said I didn't want to talk to you anymore, so go back to class. Go, shoot!
There's no time for that nonsense! This is important! I need to speak with you now, alone! Please come out and talk to me!
Piss off!
Damn, you're harsh. I feel sorry for your boyfriend.
Like I said, he's not my boyfriend! Quit spreading rumors! Jeez!
This morning you had no problem talking to me. Why are you acting like this now? What happened?
Well, you did say you didn't want to talk to me.
I only said that because I felt provoked. The truth is, I like talking to you. It's all I think about.
Yeah!
You dumbbird boy! Shut it! I don't want to talk and that's that! Get lost, creep!
Why are you being so mean to the guy?
You're mean for cheering him on!
I didn't know being friends with me embarrassed you that much.
Babe, you were way too hard on that dude. If he's just a friend, a wisecrack or two, like, would have done the job. What's up with you?
I guess she went home already.
Sorry!
How clumsy of me! Are you okay?
Huh? Yeah! Are you okay?
My bag's heavy, because of my water bottle. I hope it didn't hurt too much.
Nah, it didn't hurt me at all! I've been working out, so...
I'm really sorry.
No! It was my fault! Really? Don't feel bad about it!
You're so kind.
Man, this sucks. I feel like I'm the bad guy here. Well, I guess I kinda am. What the hell is this? He said he didn't have any friends. She's pretty cute, too.
Did you see that guy? You see his face? He looked so hilarious. He totally fell for me. He'll be dreaming about me till he's old.
You are so mean.
Oh, please. It's fun having dorks like him drool over me. That was probably the best combo he ever had with a cute girl. Heck, that was probably the first time he was ever touched by a girl. And the last. No harm in letting him dream about me for a bit. I made that four-eyed loser's day.
Hyra! Okay! Where'd that thing come from? It just fell on her out of nowhere!
Oh no! That girl passed out! Uh-oh. Could it be a delayed reaction from bumping into me? Miss Isay!
Okaroon! Wanna walk me home? Damn, you're looking sharp in those glasses. Some girls are just too stupid to see how cool a guy like you is.
They deserve washtubs falling on them instead of guys falling for them.
Attitude today was the worst. I'm sorry. In the courtyard after that, you know, teeth banging thing, I kind of lost it. Sorry for behaving that way. And like, I'm not embarrassed about us being friends.
Oh, I know. I totally get it. I'm just happy we could sort it out and be friends again. Anyway, that stuff's not important now!
Huh? What do you mean it's not important? I couldn't stop thinking about it!
Calm down for a second, listen! You know how we thought we took care of Turbo Granny?
Yeah, she's gone. We even did a special prayer. No more curse and you got your peen. Everything's back to normal.
Not quite.
Say what?
My balls!
Huh?
My balls are gone!
Now you know why I asked to see your junk. How in the hell did you not notice? They're your balls, dumbass.
Would you stop? It's not funny!
When I saw my shaft there, I was so relieved I forgot to check the rest.
Listen to you calling it a shaft like it's massive. Your age, it's more like a little pencil.
You've never seen it!
That settles it. I better scope you out.
What? You're gonna look?
Not at your wiener, you doofus. I'm gonna take a peek into your soul. Yep. Momo, bring me some kind of doll. And bring a washtub full of water. There's something hiding inside him. Right. Let's get this show on the road. That talisman stuck on good? You dummy!
What? What was that for?
Don't move or speak, you rotten tangerine.
What the? You're acting like a teacher in some old TV show.
The lines in the kanji for person support each other.
No, that hurt! You're not Kenpachi Sensei and he'd never call a kid a rotten tangerine.
Momo, you see anything just now?
Yeah, I did. When you smacked him, the color of his aura changed.
I'm gonna need your help with this. When you see the aura change color, grab it and pull it out.
I can take out a person's aura?
It's not his. And if it ain't part of him, you should be able to snatch it. Get ready. Focus on it.
Okay. I felt it in my hands. I had it, but it's gone. I'm sorry, Grandma. I don't know where it went.
Take it easy. No, no you don't. He's getting away. Go on, get after it.
Where'd that thing go?
Come out, you rotten tangerine!
I know. Here, kitty kitty. Aha! I got it! It's in here!
That was amazing. Your psychic powers have gotten even stronger.
Oh, yeah.
I know. What's the deal with this thing?
Beats me.
Look what we got here.
What is it?
That's Turbo Granny.
Huh? I thought we got rid of her for good. She should be in the afterlife.
Don't go underestimating the elderly. A couple of squirts like you can't destroy me that easy.
She's kind of cute like that.
Don't you disrespect me, you little punk! Right when the barrier started burning me, I switched over to my astral form and swam through the fire. Then I popped into the boy. My energy was low, and I was so close to dying, none of you could even tell I was in him. So I stayed nice and quiet, waiting to get all my power back. The second I did, I was gonna jump out and straight up murder you all!
Give it up, lady. You lost. Deal with it.
I ain't lost nothing, especially to no numbskull chippy like you. I'm gonna make you suffer for this. Once my power's back, I'll snap your bones!
You don't get the situation you're in, do you? You can talk scary all you want, but in the end, we're in charge, not you.
You hear that? It's over for you! Give back my boss! Give him back right now or else!
If I were you, I'd forget all about getting rid of me. Cause if I die, any hope you have of getting your nuts back dies with me. Do you morons get the situation you're in now? I'm in charge here cause I got the kid by his balls, literally. You're gonna kill these bitches for me. So go to the kitchen and grab a knife. Kill him and you get your nuts back.
No way!
Get on with it! Make up your mind! You want your balls or don't you? Get a knife and start killing!
got me stressing now. Such a bummer.
What in the heck? How can you transform when we drove the old bat out of you?
He can't! He shouldn't!
See this paper fan? It's got the power to drive evil spirits out of folks. You must have been hanging on to him real tight, because it looks like only your consciousness left the kid's body. You get that, hon? Only your consciousness is in the doll. Your power's still in the kid here. And guess what? I'm the only one that can put you back together. Calling this here King Pachi a bitch was way out of line. You dumbass cat turd rotten tangerine!
Don't eat me, Sensei! I'm sorry!
I ain't your Sensei, squirt! You wanna trash talk me?
Seiko, you are a badass.
The hell do you think you are?
Oh, you don't look so tough. Oh, now. You're back! That was awesome! How'd you transform just now?
I don't know. I remember getting really mad, and next thing I knew, I was that other me.
Grandma, it's cool! Take a break! All right, Turbo Granny, listen up. Sure, you're a bitter and mean old bag, but in the end, I get why. You felt as sorry for those dead girls as I did. So let's all chill out and be nice. Here's the deal. If you give his balls back, we'll give you back your power. Cool?
Damn delinquents. All right.
Then it's settled. Okay, lady, hand over his balls.
They ain't with me.
Now look, we had a deal here. Give them back!
I don't have them, I swear. I sort of lost them. I'm not sure where.
Dangerous, dangerous.
What's dangerous?
What?
Huh?
Folks say something's dangerous when they see something dangerous.
Totally. Next time, a dangerous woman arrives.
Can someone tell me what's dangerous?